You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time again for Flicks at 48 with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to have you back, Casey.
I am back where I belong, Shalane.
That's right. And this week, you are reviewing the horror film Relic. This film premiered at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival and came out last summer. Can't wait to hear what you think.
Yes, so Relic officially released in July of 2020, but has recently become available through both Amazon Prime and Redbox. Choosing to produce a fresh contemporary horror film is so often a bad decision, like rollerblading as an adult or naming a newborn infant Kenneth. Thankfully, the film Relic has proven me wrong with a horror film that is lasting, patient, and chilling. When an elderly mother disappears from her remote cottage in the Australian woods, her daughter and granddaughter show up to help find her. But once the elderly matriarch is found, so are past memories and a growing darkness. I should explain, Relic is not a scary film. It's not filled with jolting surprises or crescendos of music, but it still remains effective through its quietly sustained mood of dread and its subtle distortions of domestic space. First-time feature film director Natalie Erica James, who also co-wrote the screenplay, has given viewers a great reminder that a horror film can be great by not trying too hard, unlike the 2018 fiasco, Hereditary. Sometimes what haunts a house is not an actual ghost, but an encroaching dementia or ancestral tragedies inherited through generations. The symbolism is rich, rotting, and psychological, and Relic will hopefully be included alongside other memorable horror films of this subgenre in the near future.
This film did well at the box office last summer, even with theaters closing due to COVID. Do you think the film industry will bounce back this summer?
I think it will bounce back, but it's only going to bounce back gradually. It's not going to bounce back overnight. It's going to take at least 3 months, maybe six, in order for it to bounce back fully. We all know there's plenty of large-scale, big blockbuster films waiting to be released. We saw an example of that just last weekend with Godzilla vs. Kong, monster action film. So hopefully later this summer, when theaters can be more comfortably populated, we'll start seeing bigger blockbusters, or at least better blockbusters, released to get people going back again.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for being here, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
My pleasure.
What you don't realize is that in the back of the mortise fork, and I have a